Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2, now on ESPNU. By the way, on the app,
I'm back.
Because I've been talking about it a lot because it occurs to me, a lot of people tell me, yeah, I get to work and I want to turn you guys off. But if you go to the app and you put in your, whatever you put in your ears, you can take us into work with you. We're mobile all of a sudden. You don't have to be in your car to hear us. You go to the app, you click on the right lower right-hand part, it says listen live. You click on it, you scroll down, boom, we're right there. You hear us live. So, guys, we have a lot to talk about right now.
Where do you click at, though?
Lower right-hand side, listen
corner. Then scroll down.
Corner, yeah, corner. Lower right-hand corner, yeah.
Just want to make sure you're getting it right now.
Yeah, that's smart.
I'm looking for it.
That's right. I have people looking all kinds of wild places. It doesn't make sense. That's right. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, it feels so good when football is back in New York. You know, like, it's been irrelevant for so long. Thank God Robert Saleh's keeping receipts.
When was the last time the Giants were in the playoffs?
Super Bowl season. They haven't been in it since then.
Oh, Odell Party Boat in Green Bay.
Yeah, right.
That was the last time.
That was a playoff loss. Like, since the last time they won a playoff game, you know?
No, I just meant in the playoffs. I didn't necessarily mean winning or losing.
Yeah, Party Boat. That's right. He also dropped passes in that.
Oh, God, here we go. I said it on First Take.
I'm a huge Odell fan, but I tell the truth.
When I was on First Take at the time, I said it. Everybody hear me. I said, if Odell Beckham, that's Max.
Yeah, by the way.
First Take, and I said it, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, 2016.
No, 2016 is a long time. You know what else I said? We're going to get to it later, but I told people a lot of stuff about Aaron Judge. Boy, I look like, as Marcellus used to call me, Nostradamus today. I have a big nose, Jay. Nostril.
Hey, jeez.
Yes, Key. That's right.
You got to.
You know what?
You got to in this industry.
As another former broadcast partner of mine used to say, Brian Kenny used to say it on ESPN. He said, sometimes if you don't toot your own horn, there's no music. You got to toot your own horn sometimes. Hey, football is back in New York City. Mm-hmm. Key, you were critical. So was I. So was Mike Tannenbaum, about
they
Robert
won a game,
Saleh
man.
Saying
Stop.
Keeping receipts. But here he is. At the Jets post-game presser, having beaten the lowly Cleveland Browns. Listen to this.
You know, that whole fourth quarter, again, you have an opportunity to seize the game, and then a couple of penalties here, a couple of drop passes here, but proud of them, just the resolve to regroup, and when we got that opportunity to take advantage of it and make something spectacular happen.
Yo, Key, sometimes we sit here and we're like, did this team win it or did this team lose it? Think about what had to happen for the Jets to win this game. First of all, you have to recover an onside kick. Right away, what are the odds of that happening? But even before that, if Nick Chubb simply goes down before he punches it in, the game is over. Oh, over, done. The Jets have no way to win. They just take a knee, done, game over. It took a monumental blunder. When you say, is it more one team winning or another team losing, this is 100%. This is guy, you got to say, the Browns lost this game. You can't say the Jets. The Browns lost this game. It was won, if not for a mental error. Done. It's over.
I look at it the same way in three games yesterday as I watched. I look at the Raider game the same. I look at the Miami Dolphin game the same. And I look at the New York Jet-Brown game the same. Those teams that were up should have closed them out. When you let teams hang around and you don't do the things that you're supposed to do, this is what happens. You wind up on the losing end of it.
Yep.
Now, give credit to the Jets and Robert Saleh and his receipts. Him and Jay, they caucus and talk a lot
package
about,
deal now.
Caucus. You know, a whole deal. I seen you over there like, yeah, receipts. He's doing a whole little bitty thing. So yeah. I'm going to put you
do?
In that.
Wait, what's he do, Keith?
So I'm going to put you in there with Robert Saleh. Look, That's they fine. Won the game. It was 31-30. They win.
Yep.
Yay to the Jets. Now, are the Jets going to win 10 games this year? No.
That's why every win matters.
They might not win any
That's
more
why
games.
Every win matters. And as much as you guys want to sit up there and key, you want to mock me on my face and receipts, they played inspired. They found a way.
Oh,
you know what? You guys, it's so funny. When the end of the season comes and certain people are like, well, this team gave it away. No, you don't talk like that.
You say, don't count it for
we
less
got
than
a win. It's not my fault. Okay, so we're up. Maryland is up 10 points against us in a minute. We have a crazy comeback win. Nobody say, oh, Maryland, we got the win.
But, Jay, can I just say, like, Key just lumped them in with other teams. This is the distinction I want to make. And do I hate on the Jets? Yup, I'm a Giants fan, so I hate the Jets. That's how it goes. But so I'm not pretending that I'm completely objective. But I do believe this argument, right? The other teams, whatever, they let them hang around, quote, unquote. In this game, Nick Chubb has the ball. As long as he doesn't punch it into the end zone, the game is over because they have a lead and they're under 2 minutes. It's over. That is different to me. When you make a mistake like that, that is a blunder. An outright, you made the wrong decision, blunder. And if he doesn't do that, the game is over.
Yes. It's a wrap.
Isn't that different than the other games? Like Miami let him hang around. That's different. This is like
Miami game, the secondary just fell apart.
Okay, but that's different than an error like this.
Yeah, it's fine, but this is the beautiful thing about sports. People make bonehead plays. Stupid stuff happens.
You got to take advantage.
This is a beautiful thing. It's not my fault you mess up. It's my fault to take advantage of it. So even if you mess up and I don't take advantage of it, then what would the hairlines be? Oh, the Jets couldn't. They messed up. They blundered.
Did you say
what
would the hairlines be?
Headlines be.
I think you said hairlines.
Said hair, but I wasn't going to say that. I was going to let it go.
Yeah, maybe I'm hoping for a hairline
back.
He's
talking fast.
All I'm saying is at the end of the day, if you blunder,
it's
my job to take advantage of the blunder.
I hate when you did that because I really thought I had an ironclad argument, but I think you win that one. It's true. I mean, I can't say anything to that.
They took
advantage.
The Jets took advantage of it. There's no question about it. Garrett Wilson is one to keep. That's for sure. I think he's going to be a hell of a receiver for whoever the quarterback is going to be in the future for the New York Jets. They got one. I can tell you surely Joe Douglas has done a tremendous job of assembling talent. There's no question about it. I just don't know long term if the people that are in place now will be able to see that talent.
You think a tremendous job? I think an okay job.
I think he's done a tremendous job.
I don't go to long term. Like Joe Flacco played like it was 2012 yesterday.
Oh.
It's complete impact. Like that's not part of your long term.
All the
solution.
Way down the field, yeah.
You have a lot of substitution pieces in right now that you're trying to make things work. I mean, you're trying to stay afloat. They got to win. Nobody's expecting the Jets to have a 10-11 game win season. So that's why every game when you get a chance to steal when it matters.
Blah, 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 blah. Can we talk about what's really important now?
I'm down to talk about the G-Man.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about. Forget about little brother. The Giants are 2-0. And Key, they did it the way you talk about you want to see a team play when they first start to take those steps. Solid and sound. Don't turn the ball over. You run the ball. You pick up positive yardage. You're not in third and longs constantly. The quarterback makes sound decisions. If it isn't there, he's not a superstar. He does what he can do, you know, tucks it when he needs to. That's the way they played. But what I'm worried about, and I was very, very happy with Saquon for a reason, Key, I think you'll appreciate. He didn't have that crazy game like he had last week. But when they needed him to in the second half, with all the defense focused on him, he ran between the tackles. He got positive yards early and early down. So, you know, on first down, he picked up 6 yards, 4, 5, 6 yards on that run, and it would set up the offense nicely, move the chains, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking watching that game, if they don't have a receiver step up and loosen things up for Saquon, it's going to get harder and harder as the season goes on because every defense is going to know, just stop that dude.
Well, here's what I would say to you, Max, about the Giants, and you should be happy about this. They beat two playoff contending teams, right? Carolina Panthers are a playoff contending team because once they got Baker Mayfield, everybody went Baker Mayfield crazy. Oh, the Panthers got a shot now. They got a chance. So put them in the playoff, whether that's a 6-seed, 7-seed, 5-seed, whatever it is, they are playoff caliber team. And obviously, a week ago, we already know what the Titans are and where they were in the past, having the number one seed, getting Derrick Henry back last year before Ryan Tannehill decided to give way to the Cincinnati Bengals to go to the AFC Championship game and upset the Kansas City Chiefs. I would be happy if I'm a Giant fan of where the Giants are headed. Big matchup this week coming up against the Dallas Cowboys. Where is that game at, by the way? Is that game in Dallas?
I think it's in
New York.
Yeah.
I think it's in
New York. I don't know. But whatever the case is, this will be a big game for both sides, but even a bigger game, in my opinion, for the Giants, because if the Giants win this game, they take another step headed in the right direction. The New York Giants, Max, could wind up being the Cincinnati Bengals of a year ago. didn't really expect to put themselves in a position to compete. Then all of a sudden they look up and go, oh, my God.
By the way,
ready to win the division.
And this is without Thibodeau.
We're getting ready to do this.
Giants, they've been doing this without their pass rusher.
Who's their pass rusher?
Thibodeau was supposed to be their pass rusher.
Look, Max. I didn't even know he was on the team. I haven't seen him.
Yeah, right. He doesn't have a sack in the NFL
yet. Is Monday Night Football. Yep. Next week, Giants are at home. Came out, they're a three-point favorite at home against the Cowboys.
Now, if they can –
Monday night in New York.
In Jersey.
Yeah, what's so interesting to me about this is neither team really has a dominant quarterback. Obviously, Cooper Rush, Daniel Jones. What do you mean?
26.
Oh, 26 of this.
I had to look. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at the game.
Should we go?
I just looked at Monday night.
We should all go. We got no excuse not to go to this one.
No, I'm going
to
go. I don't know about y'all. I'll be there.
I'm in.
I didn't know it was Monday night. I actually thought it was a Sunday. Now that you told me, it's a Monday.
Yeah,
Monday.
We got to go to that one. But anyway, so neither team has a dominant quarterback. Cooper Rush played the same way that I just mentioned Daniel Jones. Solid and sound, don't turn the ball over. But what both teams have is a lot of weeks they're going to have the best player on the field. Saquon Barkley, Micah Parsons. Right, those a lot of times that's going to be the best player on either team, and that's going to make them live. And the fact that one's on the offense, one's on the defense, is going to be a real interesting matchup to me. To me, it could come down to who plays better, Saquon or Parsons. Forget about the quarterbacks; they cancel out if they just don't make a lot of mistakes. Cool. Who's going to be more spectacular, the pass rusher, the do everything linebacker, or the do everything running back? Right.
To me, it's the equation that Brian Daboll has put together that is ultimately leading the Giants to where they're at. So I know Brian Daboll talked after the game, right, Max?
On Daniel Jones' progression as a quarterback each week so far.
I thought he played a good game. I thought he made great decisions with the football in his hands. He took care of it. He led the team down again to finish off a drive to win the game. So that's two good weeks, I'd say, for Daniel. Made the right decision, took care of the ball when there was pressure on him. Threw it away if he needed to throw it away, and then took off on that last naked there to get the first down to, he could have done a lot of different things, and he made the right decision under pressure in a critical situation, and he's taken steps, and I'm happy for him.
Okay, Daniel Jones, 176 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. That made some plays down the stretch. I'm happy with that. But let's be honest about it. The equation that Brian Daboll has had, opening first couple of quarters, you muck it up. You make the game ugly. You try to drag the game to the fourth quarter. And I give Wink Martindale a lot of credit. I said
no
this
doubt.
Last week, man.
Great point.
The defense is carrying the listless offense at times. Like, granted, it's Baker Mayfield, but they stayed aggressive. They're down four starters, including Thibodeau, including Williams. I can go through the laundry list of players that aren't on the field, but yet they continue to give different blitz packages.
Wink is doing a great job.
He's doing one hell of a job. He deserves more credit. We always go to the offense, but the defense reminds me a little bit more of the Giants defense. It's getting back to that old-school Giants defense to a degree.
Yeah, by the way, Key, you should appreciate it. Very Parcellian, very Johnsonian, right? Don't turn the ball over. If you need to tuck it and run, do it. Try to find the open receiver. Don't try to do too much. Run the ball. Got to stay with the run game. Defense, hold it down. Even if other guys step up, if starters are missing. They're playing that way. They're playing like old school Giants football.
Well, and they're doing a good job at doing it. Along the way, there's an evaluation period for the Giants to take a look at some of the younger guys that may be having contract issues coming up or guys that they want to move forward with. And along the way, you keep stacking up these wins. You're 2-0, you look up, you're 3-0, and all of a sudden you're 3-1 and you're 4-1 and you're fighting. Like I said, the Giants could be the Cincinnati Bengals of a year ago, believe
amazing.
It or not.
But you need Kadarius Toney. You need him to get his head wherever it is. You need him to get out of it. I know Brian Daboll, started Seals, didn't start Kenny Galladay. And Kenny Galladay, he asked him,
you're not going to win a whole lot of games with Seals playing.
That's what I'm saying. You need your guys
that
get paid the
this.
Money. You need your star players to add that another addition to Saquon Barkley, to Daniel Jones, to the defense. Because that defense from Dallas, man, like I saw what they just did to the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm not talking
that.
About Galladay. I'm so glad you brought up Kadarius Toney. The reports out of training camp in the preseason about Kadarius Toney is essentially that he didn't want it, that he was lazy, that he was slacking, that he wasn't really a high motor guy, right? And by the way, a lot of those used to be code words and still are for certain kinds of players that look a certain way, right? So I understand that. But then sometimes it actually applies to a guy, you know, whatever he looks like. And Tony is, I think, out of favor with the coaching staff, which is why he didn't play a lot. But when he was on the field, even without going his way, he had an impact on the game because you got to respect his athletic ability. The Giants are going to need Kadarius Toney in particular, I think, Key, because when I look at what they got on offense, he's the one who has athletic pop, right, of the receiving core. And if he can get it going and they can get him going, that's going to let Saquon have that enormous season I was talking about. Otherwise, every week the defense is just going to stop Saquon. It's going to get harder and harder. But if Kadarius Toney can get it going, it's going to be a problem for teams stopping the Giants, stopping especially Saquon, to me. I think he's key.
Yeah, it sounds like, though, he might be in, like, the doghouse, so to speak. It may sound like he may not ever have an opportunity to show his stuff. Maybe they've evaluated him enough to feel like they're going to move on from him at some point. Because you don't – I mean, like, where's he at? What's he doing? They're not putting him in the game plan. He's not involved. So to say that he needs to come along, Max, they got to bring him along.
Yep.
They've got to put him out on the field and implement him into the game plan for him to be able to do anything.
But I kind of like Brian Daboll's strategy. Earn it, man.
But trying to break people down. Trying to help them.
No, but not break it down. Not break it down.
It's like, here's an opportunity. Go out and take it. Like, it's a clean slate. A new coaching staff. So all the things that before that you did.
How many snaps did he get?
Not a whole bunch.
Not a lot, man.
How could he take anything?
No. What Jay is saying to me, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong. Here's the issue. Let's say Tom Coughlin or someone like that, and he won Super Bowls. Very tough to tell a guy with a cohesive philosophy. Like you, Key, you have a cohesive way that you look at football. So did Bill Parcells, right? That's why I say you're Parcellian. Very tough to tell someone who has that overarching philosophy, this is a certain way we're going to do things, that this one player ain't doing it that way, but you're going to make an exception for him because he can help you. Because then the philosophy starts unraveling. And the team, it doesn't win the same, it doesn't function the same way. So how does coach thread the needle, bringing Kadarius Toney along, while not selling out his own philosophy, right? If he doesn't see Kadarius Toney doing the things behind the scenes where he earns those reps, how do you do that?
Well, see, if what you're saying is correct, Max, then his philosophy is there, then he should try and figure out, coach should try and figure out, if this player is good, how to get him to get in line so he could help him win football games.
I think that's what Jay is saying.
Alienate him by, you know, pushing him off to the side, not giving the reps, because what happens is you lose the player.
Yeah, but
unless you've already lost him, and if you've already lost, I don't know, because I'm not inside the Giants locker room or on the field practice, and I'm not talking to the head coach or anything like that. But I can tell you just from experience and being in locker rooms and around players in football that if you start to treat them a certain way, they will check out on you, and especially if they think they got talent.
You know, so I love that, Jay. You can't just throw up your hands and be like, well, this guy, you got to figure it out.
I don't think Brian Daboll's doing that, though. I don't think Brian Daboll doesn't strike me as a guy that comes into the locker room after this team wins games and is reciting, you know, Biggie Smalls lyrics, right? Like, everything I hear about him from people in the organization, he's a very people-oriented person. So for me, like when I talk to guys in the locker room, they're saying, well, you know, some things just have to be earned and it happens over time and nothing is given. Like, so you see personality traits in people, and he got more. Look, they came, I mean, compared to game one,
yeah,
he played more minutes, and
yeah,
that's what it is. And hey, you build him into it.
I want to bring this up before we get out of here, guys.
Where are we going?
Aaron Judge not only hit his 58th and 59th home runs. Can I toot my own horn again? I told you before the season started he was going to hit – I didn't say he was going to. I said he had a chance to hit 60. People told me I was crazy. He's going to do it. The other thing I told you about a month ago, going back, at least 3 weeks ago, before a single other person said it, I noticed he was hitting .297, and the league leader was at .327, batting average. But that he was in a funk not hitting home runs, because this year the reason he's had extra success is instead of going the opposite way, he's pulling the ball more. Mm-hmm. Got a little pull happy. He started hitting the ball the other way. The home runs weren't coming back right away, but I noticed the base hits the other way. And I thought, wait a minute. If he's at .297 and he ticks up 12, 15 points, and the league leader ticks down 12, 15 points, he could not only win the decoupled crown, which means 10 categories, RBIs, runs, on base, total bases, slugging, all the important stuff, right? He could also win the traditional triple crown. Home runs, which he got a huge lead. RBIs, he got a lead. Batting average, it would take, not likely, but not impossible. He had to go up 12, 15 points. Leader had to come down 12, 15 points. He's now one point.
Now, Max, you got your fix.
He's 1 point off the batting average.
I mean, he's an MVP. He's there's not even a point. Debate, right?
Not only is he clearly MVP, and not only is he going to break the home run record, the dude has a real shot to win the traditional triple crown. It's only been done once in the last 45 years.
So the home run record is 73?
Well, that's the fake, home run with help record.
Max.
It's also the National League record.
No, it is.
The American League record, which is the clean record, is 61. So he's going to break that, it looks like. He should smash that, right?
How many more games are left?
He's got, I don't even know the number of games, but he's got 14 games. 14 games to hit two home runs to tie the record.
He'll do it.
Yeah, he should do it.
He'll do it.
Yeah. Not impossible that he does or he doesn't, but he should.
You talk about the beautiful alignment of all these things you just articulated, Max, in a contract year.
In a contract year.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what made me think about Lamar. I saw what Judge did. I was like, okay, keep playing with Lamar's money. Watch what happens, because Judge just made himself an extra $100 million. Easy. $100 million.
I wonder what that number is going to be, Key. Because the Yankees can't let this guy go. You're going
to
pay.
He's up to over $300 million.
He'll make money no matter if it's the Yankees or somebody else. He's going.
320?
He's good to go. He could stop right now and be good.
Yep. Yeah, he might go to 350 if the Red Sox and Dodgers get involved. All right.
We're already rich.
Are the Packers? Everyone could use Aaron Judge. Are the Packers still the best team in the NFC North? And how close are the Vikings to Green Bay in that division? The way the Vikings look week one.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tua shotgun, back to throw, looking, steps up, fires, touchdown! Again, it's Waddle! Touchdown!
Second half, we came in and played the way we wanted to. That's what I'd say about that.
His sixth touchdown pass of the day.
For all the haters out there, man, who saying Tua can't do this, can't be that, I really hope you soon jump on his bandwagon, man.
The Miami Dolphins.
How about that?
And they beat the Ravens 42-38. What a football game.
Tua going to need a real barrel after the season. The tote his money, his boatload of money.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, Ben Lieber, former NFL linebacker and Vikings radio sideline reporter, is with us now. What's up, Ben?
What's happening, guys?
What's up, Ben?
Ben, before we get into the Vikings and Eagles, I want to get your thoughts on what you saw Sunday. What did you think of Tua's performance. Jay thought it makes him the greatest quarterback of all time. Key says because he's short, he'll never be good.
Ben, on the other hand, I think it
was a nice performance. What did you think?
I thought it was his best performance yet, Ben. How about that for me to clarify?
Okay, Jay, I'll give you that. That was the best performance yet, and it was a great performance. I mean, look, I'm starting to become a believer. I was one of the ones that doubted him, and everything that Tyreek was talking about in the summertime, like, well, all right, it's just Tyreek just pumping up, you know, airing up the tires of his quarterback. You know, there's nothing more than that. And after these 2 weeks, man, this guy can sling it, and he knows where to put the ball. These guys are getting open for him. I would say conceptually, the X's and O's are outstanding. They're getting these guys wide open, and it's unbelievable to have Tyreek Hill so wide open when you know that he's going to go deep.
How about Lamar Jackson's performance, Ben? What about the fact that he bet on himself this season and he's pulling an Aaron Judge so far, it looks like?
Look, man, I think that he always has moments in the season where he looks great. He looks MVP level. I'm still on the fence about whether or not I would trust him in down the stretch, going in the playoffs consistently. Look, I understand where the Ravens are coming from, not giving him a huge contract. I love the fact that he's betting on himself. So this is going to be one of those storylines we're going to watch all season long, is how well he plays when he's got a chip on his shoulder every single game. Maybe this is exactly what he needs. But, you know, I've seen too many games where he'll just throw the ball in the dirt for no apparent reason. His passing's inconsistent. He obviously can run and make some plays, but I don't know, man. At some point in time, a defense is going to make you throw the ball, and you got to become a quarterback.
Oh, Ben, can we talk about this defense from the Ravens for a second? What was Mike McDonald doing? I mean, what was their secondary doing? I mean, Tyreek Hill in single coverage. I mean, even that last bomb, I mean, them playing sent back in the zone. Was it just them being content that they were up so many points? Like, why settle for defenses like that?
Well, it even looks like they were too high safety deep as well. So, you know, one of the safeties has to have one of his eyes on that side of the field where Tyreek's at. Yeah, obviously the backside safety, the weak safety, has to see it as well. But I would just look at it as far as all the cheese that was given out in front of them. You know, they were baited into looking at things that were short and intermediate when that's not their job. You know, we hear it all the time as far as defensive players especially. Just do your job. You know, if you've got deep half the field, then you take care of that half the field. You don't let anything deep. If they throw it 18 yards and you got to come up and rally a tackle, all right, that's fine. That's a little body blow. But you can't let a guy go streaking across the field and vertically when he's got world-class speed. So I think that they just got undisciplined, and they got undisciplined too many times.
Ben, we talked about two quarterbacks so far, buddy, in Lamar Jackson and Tua, and what they were able to do or not do. Last night, we got a chance to see Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers took care of business. They got out of there with the W against the Chicago Lonely Bears and a young quarterback. Are the Packers still the team to beat in the NFC North?
Come on, man. Come on, man. No way.
I'm just asking.
Look, it is real hard for me as a Vikings radio sideline analyst to say that everything's going to go through Green Bay this year after what happened last week. Look, I'm not saying that things would be different if Lazard had played. Things would be different if they had both tackles last week. But I think the Vikings are the team to beat in the NFC North, and I truly believe that. I think Green Bay, they look better. Where are the Bears at? That's the thing. Like, where are the Bears at? Offensively, the Bears, they look terrible. They couldn't do anything. There's no rhythm. They have no trust in the quarterback to get the ball down the field. They had to run the ball for success, and it worked. But you're not going to win a lot of games by rushing the ball like that every single game. And at some point in time, again, you know, Justin's going to have to make some key throws and be the man. And, you know, I just don't think that they were facing great competition last night. They looked good. They didn't look great. Still remains to be seen what we see out of this Vikings team, especially tonight with the Eagles. But I think right now, you look at the totality of all three phases, I think the Vikings are the team to beat.
And so you look at the head-to-head matchup and you feel like the Chicago Bears were not the same opponent that the Vikings were for the Green Bay Packers. But the Vikings, you mentioned it just now, Ben, that they take on the Philadelphia Eagles tonight and they go to Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. So, you know, those guys down there are going to be drunk. They're going to be partying. It's going to be crazy. Philly fans are out of their minds. If the Vikings go into that building and get run out of it, now what do we think about the Vikings?
Then we'll have the excuse of saying, hey, we've got a first-year head coach. And we've got to find some rhythm. So we've got a little bit of an out and excuse there. But like I don't think that's going to happen. Obviously, this Eagles team is very, very good. I mean, they can run the ball, and that zone read is going to present so many challenges for this defense they didn't face last week in Aaron Rodgers. So they're going to get their yards, absolutely. That's the biggest thing about this Vikings team that we've talked about all offseason is. It's not so much the offense that we're worried about. This offense was nearly a top 10 offense, even with a rookie offensive coordinator last year. Our problem has been the defense. Can this defense rise up and get some stops, get some 2-minute drill stops, get off on third down, don't give up big plays on crucial down and distances, all the money downs. You got to get off the field. That wasn't happening the last 2 years. And what we saw last week against Aaron Rodgers, it looks like this defense knows how to apply pressure. They're implementing this new 3-4 defense that seems to suit some of our players really, really well. And so I think they need is some confidence. They're going to get tested tonight in the run game. They've got to be really, really gap sound. Linebackers have to be very patient on that zone read so that they don't get that play action slant behind them. It's going to be tough, but I think the Vikings can do it.
Got to account for A.J. Brown. He looks to me to be the difference on this team, on this Eagles team, that if they're going to take the next step, I think that's the addition that does a big, strong, just excellent overall receiver.
Saw that in week one.
Yep, that's Ben Lieber, NFL linebacker, Vikings radio sideline reporter. I like the Vikings tonight. Thanks, yes. Ben.
All right, bandwagon. Ben.
Thanks, Max. Thanks, guys.
I do. So the Bills have another chance tonight to prove that they're the best team in the AFC. What should we expect from Josh Allen? That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, guys, Yates was talking during commercial break about this. Yates, explain what happened. This is like an interesting question.
$7 parlay.
So I need to know. So this dude over the weekend had a 25-leg $7 parlay to win a little over $1 million, right?
So he put $7 down to get
$7 down to win $1 million. He needs 25 things to go right, Key. So okay. Saturday happens. He's now two legs away. Ooh. He needs the Michigan State over total points for the game. I think it was like 48.5. And he needs Texas A&M to win by 7 or more. Mm-hmm. So he's offered a cash out of like $130,000 midway through the day.
Oh, I'm going to take that.
But he tries to do it. FanDuel won't let him cash the joint out, so right. he sits, let it ride again, and then it comes back $230,000 as a cash out offer.
Why they wouldn't let him?
I don't know. So, long story short, he gets the cash out. He cashes out because, you know, who knows what would happen. That's a lot of money. But then the last two legs of his parlay hits. Oh, so he basically cashed out the $1 million.
Don't matter. I got that $250.
Key, I'm with you all day.
Yeah. All day.
Jay, let me tell you why. All day you
got
to cash it out.
Because when you put
the $7 down, all you had was $7, right?
Exactly.
And you're trying to win a million. At the point that they say you can have 230, you can't think of the seven. You have to say, I got 230. Would I put a $230,000 bet down on the next two things happening to win a million? Hell no. You already won.
You won.
You got to cash out.
It's just like if you gave me $7.
Jay's not cashing out. No. Jay's rich.
If somebody says, I'm going to give you $7. I mean, I give you $7, Max, and you say you're going to give me $10,000 or I can wait to get to $100,000. Man, give me my $10,000.
Hell yeah.
See, for $7. I'm thinking Yates, about it.
I'm a little bit crazy, though, Yates, because if I know I'm in it for $7. If I'm in it for $7, I only have two more to hit. I'm letting it ride, man.
But you're not in it for $7 anymore.
CJ,
I'm not in it for $230 because I'm not going to lose $230.
Jay,
I'm only going to lose.
Yes, you will. You will lose $230. It's your money. Right. That $230 belongs to you now.
Okay. Yes.
Well, but I got a question,
though. Different than you guys.
I got a question.
Jay,
so, Jay, you know how we get parlays and stuff. So if you did a little small $7 bet to win a million, why not then? I mean, it's easy to say now, but would you put that same bet in twice? So you have the opportunity to win the bet straight out, and then you have the opportunity to cash out if, in fact.
But the fact is the $230 belongs to you, Yates. That's your $230 now.
It's your $230.
So here's the real question. Would you put a
$200 people that don't gamble, though.
Would you put a $2? I do gamble from time to time.
Okay, all right, Jay. You can play that I don't gamble if you want to. You know damn well you're taking that $230. Man, if you
this is like when you're up on the house, you're at the blackjack table. I'm up 10 G's. Man, that 10 G's is yours. Don't put it on
a roulette. Down that I win 100 G's.
Let it ride for a million. Man,
Keyshawn,
Jay Will, and
Max, ESPN Radio.
Keith,
back
come gamble
after
with
this.
Me. I'll teach you something.
Listen to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, OK. You know who that's that Benny. Is you're listening to?
Man, that's Benny the Butcher, man.
Benny the Butcher.
Joining us at 9:30 a.m. Don't miss the rapper and Bills major fan.
No
Benny
doubt.
Benny the Butcher, son.
Is he the biggest Bills fan? Is he like the most big?
Son.
In popular culture, is Benny the Butcher the biggest Bills fan?
It's somebody else that's a musician, rap artist that's a big Bills fan, too. I'm trying to think of who it was.
By the way, this Monday Night Football preview we're about to do is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, now on ESPNU, by the way. And also, if you want to get
bars,
us
man.
On the app, you got the keys. Just doesn't that what the kids say? He got bars?
No, Benny got bars, though. No cap.
No cap. Benny?
Hey, yo!
Jay, don't say that. It don't sound right, man.
Key, I'm cool with who I am, dog. We straight. I'm cool, baby.
No cap.
I'm confident.
We too old to be saying no cap.
I can't do it. I'm not even trying to go down that route.
Like no salary cap? What is he talking about?
Facts. 100.
Facts. Facts is a good one, too. Facts, yeah. Facts.
100.
You know what
100.
I do like,
not
though?
100.
Let me tell you, of all the recent ones, let me tell you the best one. Say less. Say less is a good one.
My man, say less.
And when you hear say less, you go, you know what? That should have been around for decades now. It makes so much sense.
Yeah. I hit Yates with that all the time.
Yeah, why say no more? Say less. I got you.
You don't need to say nothing. Say less. I hear you.
And depending on how you say less, it could be taken as an angry thing. Like, all right, say less, bro.
Yeah, but it depends on how you deliver it and when you deliver it.
Say less because instead of say no more, say no more. You said too much already. Say less. I got you.
I said say less to some people that really didn't know what I was saying, and I had to explain it to them.
But, Key, that's a relatively new. In other words, like you will use new slang if it hits you the right way, right? Say less hits you the right way.
Yeah, but certain people shouldn't even be using it, though.
Right? Say less.
It's slang. They should just stay. It does not fit certain people.
It doesn't trip off the tongue the right way. Yeah.
It's like, nah, man, I get it, bro.
That's not it. CJ?
You may not want to say that. Doesn't fit your profile.
When I really feel that way, I'll say, as the kids say, say less.
Say less.
You see what I mean? As the kids say, man, we're old.
You guys are.
You're older than I am.
You guys are both a lot older than me.
Oh, guys, that's the difference.
It is time for the Monday Parlay.
Monday is a great day for a parlay.
You cannot play if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Monday.
This is the Monday Parlay.
All right, KJM, Monday Parlay. Jay, do you recall what you took?
I always recall what I recall what you even take,
Max. You did? That's why I'm asking. I need to know first, do you recall? Because then you can take it away.
I got it. So, Buffalo Bills, 10-point favorite. I'm taking that all day long. Just because the last time these two teams played, don't you remember Josh Allen had that QB sneak?
Which two teams, Jay?
The Buffalo Bills and the Titans. Mm-hmm. That's the game we're talking about. Oh, yep. I should have talked through it. The Buffalo Bills and the Titans. Yeah. Game's in Buffalo. Okay. 10-point favorite for the Bills. I'm taking the Bills all day. Last time these two teams played last year, QB sneak, Josh Allen was held short on the goal line. They came up. It was a huge win for the Titans, kind of catapulted their season. This is a revenge game, and I think that rush defense is going to stop Derrick Henry, and that's going to be key.
Because that rush defense for the Titans didn't look much in week one, did it?
No, it did not.
All right. What is the second leg of the parlay, Key? Do you remember what you took for the second leg of the parlay, or would you like me to tell you?
No, it's Jalen Hurts, total yards. Passing yards, 239 in a hook, as y'all like to say.
Yep.
But I'm taking him
say
over.
Less.
I think he'll throw for close to 300 and some change. This is going to be one of those games where you know Kirk Cousins is going to put the ball in the air, and they're going to have to allow this young man to do the same. Yum. Say less.
No cap, say less, and that ain't it, right,
no
guys?
Cap, say less.
Also, yeah, NFTs.
Facts.
Oh, all facts, NFTs, right?
Facts. 100.
How do NFTs get involved?
I'm pretty sure that has something to do with cutting edge stuff, NFTs.
NFTs. So Kirk Cousins has an NFT?
Yeah.
You have an NFT.
I don't know if I do or not, man.
No cap. It
looks like a video to me.
Yep, no cap on the NFT, Key.
Oh, God, stop.
So
100.
100. So KJM Monday Parlay. Jay has Buffalo 10-point favorites. They're going to cover. Key has the over on Jalen Hurts' total passing yards, 239, and a hook. Not everyone can say and a hook like Key does, but Key is an experienced guy in this sense, so it trips right off his tongue. And I am taking Minnesota's getting 2.5 points. I like it.
You like it?
I got to tell you, I'm not so sure about Jalen Hurts so far this season. I think they're going to be a problem with the run game because he can run for sure. He's got to see the middle of the field better. Now, A.J. Brown goes a long way for them. But Minnesota's good. They look good week one. And even if the Eagles win, I think it's going to be really tight. So if you're going to give me the points on Minnesota, I got to take them. All right. So there you go. There's our parlay. I probably should have taken another one because if Key's taking the over on Jalen Hurts' passing yards, maybe I should not take that. But nevertheless, this is what's happening. Guys, how close are the you got to take some touch typing courses, Shannon. How close are the Cowboys and Janats to the Eagles? I was just reading what Shannon wrote.
Is that what he's doing, Matt?
Yeah, or the Giants?
How close are the Cowboys and Ginats to the Eagles?
The Nats.
The Ginats.
What?
How close are they to the Eagles? That's the question. What do you think, Key? For real.
Oh, I thought, well, I thought you were getting ready to tease.
No, no, I'm going
to
tease. Whatever.
I'm with you. What are you doing?
No. I'm going to tease something in
How
a second.
How close are the Giants
yes.
to the Eagles and the Cowboys?
Yes.
I would say very close. Mm-hmm. I would say very close just based on what I saw out of them the first 2 weeks of the season. The Eagles will certainly can pull away in my mind if they go and take care of business against the Minnesota Vikings in a certain fashion. The Cowboys mustered up a victory against the Cincinnati Lonely Bengals with Cooper Rush at quarterback when many of us in the sports world felt as though the Cowboys season was over once they lost Dak Prescott. Originally, it was diagnosed 8 weeks, then it dropped down to four. So Cooper Rush won the one game. The Giants got the Cowboys on a Monday night next week. It'll tell us a lot about what the Giants are. Playing the Cowboys on a Monday night, division foe, they know each other. But Cooper Rush is the quarterback along with Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, Parsons. It'll be a good game. I think the Giants are close, but not quite there yet.
Yeah, I would say the Eagles are the best, then the Cowboys, then the Giants. The Giants are right on the Cowboys' heels. But at the end of the day, I believe in that Cowboys defense more than I believe in the Giants defense. And I still have some questions about the O-line, even though it's looked better. But it doesn't mean that the Giants can't grow into that team throughout the course of the season to compete with the Eagles when it's all
Feliciano
said
and done. And some of those smart interior linemen pickups they made were a little bit overmatched at times this last week. I think that the Giants have a chance to be better than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I think that the Eagles are good. But, you know, let me tell you something. You know how, like, I know a lot about boxing, right? But then because of that, I was in a position where I got to learn a lot more from Teddy Atlas, Emmanuel Stewart, Roy Jones, right? Watching fights, talking to it. Well, I've put myself in a position where I get to learn a lot from Keyshawn Johnson, right? So my football IQ is getting higher and higher. And I know one thing. You don't want a short little quarterback running around like Jalen Hurts. You want a nice tall drink of water like Daniel Jones.
Short quarterbacks
can see over his line, can see the whole field.
Jalen Hurts is not small, buddy.
How tall is Jalen Hurts?
6'1".
6'1". That barely qualifies, but okay, fine.
But Max,
Daniel Jones, nice and tall.
Why do you always grab your mic, man? You're always grabbing it.
Because I'm an MC, man, a mic controller. I control the microphone, man. That's no cap 100. Also, you, NFT.
You're the KRS-One of ESPN, right?
Yo, Dunn, that's NFT.
Yo, Dunn, that's NFT. No
Saints Super Bowl hopes rest squarely facts. On how well Jameis Winston plays. Facts.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.